Hello?
Hello, Mr. Pliz Strong, JRP. Introduce yourself. This is Perpetual Comedies Podcast.
Hello, everybody on Spotify, and I don't know where else, what other platforms this will appear on, but...
Does Apple Music. You can search it through the web. It does Anchor, Spotify, I think iTunes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's anywhere that you can pretty much like download a music streaming service. That's what the good thing about Anchor is. It spreads your podcast to all, like any available place you can listen to Anchor. They put it and they do all the work for you. You just got to record it and edit it. That's it.
And it's free? Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. It's really... My brother got me onto it, actually. I think it's the best thing. I haven't done many lately, but...
I seen your brother for your birthday got you the Terrifier dude.
Oh, David Howard Thornton said happy birthday. Yeah, that was really cool. We actually saw the movie in the theater together, actually.
Yeah, I saw the first one in... The part that made me cringe was when the lady was hanging upside down and she was getting sawed.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, man. Yeah. No, yeah, that was a pretty... Yeah, because I got him a signed John Cusack poster for his... I think it was his 39th birthday.
Wow.
Or maybe 40th. Because I met him. That's where I met the guy that played Jason and got his autograph. But today we are here to talk about the Royal Rumble.
The 2023 Royal Rumble.
WrestleMania season is upon us, basically. Once this weekend concludes, we'll find out, you know, who is going to be the number one contender.
Oh, yeah. At last year's WrestleMania, I was watching downstairs on the big TV, and... when Cody Rhodes came back, I was so like high off that I went to go take garbage out at night and fell and broke my front teeth and moved them all around.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. That was rough to go through that. How you
feeling? So Cody Rhodes, you owe me some money.
You can pay for your hospital bill.
Yeah, my dental bill.
Yeah. How you feeling from that, by the way?
Good. They're all fixed. I got them up. Epoxied or whatever they do to fix the chips.
Oh, yeah, I guess you had to. How many times did you have to go to the dentist for those procedures?
Just once. And I had to do like a follow up. But the hardest part was wearing the brace for like 2 months.
Yeah, I guess that could be irritating for sure.
The lady, when the guy was putting him on, he didn't realize that there was like shards of metal. So when I went to follow up, the lady was like, "Oh shit, this is keeps cutting your lip. Let me shave it for you."
Jesus.
Yeah, it was even painful, like drinking water or eating. But I had to be on a liquid diet for like 2 months.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, everything, you kind of have to watch yourself with that, but I'm glad you're doing better.
Yeah, so people, listen, don't go after dark to take your garbage out on the side of the house when you especially have a bunch of shit out there.
I think that would be a good idea not to do, yeah. So, Royal Rumble is Sunday. Big news in the WWE right now is it's potentially going up for sale.
Oh, yeah, and
I'll tell you what I heard. What have you heard so far?
I've heard that Saudi Arabia, some private company is buying it, and I'm, like, pissed about that because I don't, like, support Saudi Arabia, what they do, because they kill gay people, and...
And they also treat their women terribly.
Yeah, and...
It's like some... A lot of... I think John Cena, I think... Daniel Bryan might be that they like some of them refuse to do work there because of those reasons.
Oh yeah, like Sami Zayn, he does a lot of stuff with Syria, and I don't know what's gonna happen with him, but there's probably gonna be a lot that jump to like AEW or NWA or Impact or.
I I don't think they're going to buy it. I think that was a rumor coming out. Someone probably put an offer to Vince or something. I don't see that happening, just because I think you're going to lose. They have a lot of money, but I think you're going to lose some fan base, and I think it might fall apart a little bit if you do that.
Yeah, and
I've heard ESPN. I've heard Disney.
Oh, Disney, that would be funny watching Stone Cold.
The only way I could see it doing Disney, and I know they have like the dark angles with Bray, but also Disney does have Deadpool. It's an R-rated movie.
Oh yeah, like Undertaker, he came back as the American Badass last night and kind of passed the torch to Bray Wyatt.
I saw him whisper something in his ear, probably kind of like, you take it from here, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, yeah. But, yeah, there was a lot of stars there. The one thing, yeah, it was in Philly. I mean, but I am thinking about going to WrestleMania. I'm actually definitely going to go. It's going to be in Philly in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Tickets go on sale the weekend after WrestleMania this year. And I think me and my fiance are definitely going to go. It's going to be at the Eagle Stadium where we play football, which that's going to be really fun.
The Phillies in the playoffs, right?
The Phillies, yeah, they were in the World Series last year.
No, I mean the Eagles.
Yeah, they're in the. If they win this next game, they're in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But Philadelphia's not too. I mean, it's a drive from Syracuse, but I don't know. That might be something cool that you could go with your aunt. That's close enough. Yeah. You guys could get a hotel. Like, that would be an awesome experience.
Oh yeah, like
because they have a hotel literally right outside the stadium by the Eagle Stadium, so you could literally walk to the hotel from there.
I'm not really with my like anxiety and stuff. I don't really like hotels.
Ah, okay.
Especially with like all the bad stuff, like somebody can come in with a bomb or whatever. Just I'd rather be in my house where I know it's safe.
I get it. Fair enough. I understand that. Okay, so let's...
Be cool to see a WrestleMania.
Yeah. I've been to one in 29, it was. But all right, let's start talking about the Rumble. So I'm gonna go off the card, even though it's a small card, because the Rumble matches will definitely take a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start off with the Raw Women's Championship. Bianca Belair is the champion going in versus Alexa Bliss. So tell me your thoughts on all this.
Well, the way they're having this story play out with Alexa Bliss, with Bray Wyatt coming back, and Uncle Howdy, and all this craziness that's going on with this storyline, it's... I can kind of see Alexa Bliss winning, but I can see Uncle Howdy coming down and, like, costing her the match or whatever. So, I can see this either going either way, but I think Bianca is going to retain.
I'm going to agree with you on that. And I think it is going to cost her the match. It's going to be like someone's going to pop up or something's going to happen. It's going to be like kind of like what happened to Bray versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. But I also can see Uncle Howdy like helping Alexa Bliss win, too. So I'm kind of like mixed emotions on this, but I think
Ooh, that's interesting. What if he distracts them to get in her head and gives her the belt?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, okay. Like, wow, okay. Ooh, all right. You know what? That could go... This could be very interesting, actually, yeah. Okay. And Alexa, she's slowly gotten back into, like, the title picture. She's been out of it for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Her promo last night, I think it was last night where she was facing the mirror.
Oh, she gives great promo. She's a good actor. She's probably one of the best women on the mic, no doubt about it.
But you can definitely tell in that promo, like when she's in the mirror, you can tell her face isn't right. So I think it was like I think it was CGI or something.
It could have been. They might have used some kind of or maybe it was a makeup artist or something.
Because it was weird, just like her like mouth and stuff in that promo. It's like, I don't know. Shook me.
You know what? After we're done the podcast, send me a clip of that. I want to see.
Okay.
So you can find it.
Yeah, I'll definitely. Well, find it.
I don't know who to pick because I'm gonna say Bianca, but I have a feeling.
Actually, you have Hulu, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually, I think, watch last night's Raw on that, or if you have Peacock.
I have Peacock.
Because I think, because I know Peacock.
Yeah. But speaking of which, I heard with the sale of WWE, and I hope this isn't true, that it's no longer going to be subscriptions and you're going to have to pay $60, $70 a pay-per-view.
Ah, man.
If that's true, I might only be watching like 3 pay-per-views a year because like that's bullshit, I think.
Yeah, me, I probably wouldn't be watching any pay-per-views.
And we got to Venmo someone money so they can watch a paper. Like,
yeah.
I hope that's not true, but I did read an article on, was it Instagram? It was somewhere I saw something and I was going, you know, my wrestling stuff comes up.
Also, it's still wrestling related, but famous wrestling tag team partner Jay Briscoe was killed in a car accident.
Oh yeah, rest in peace. That was big news this week.
And his 2 daughters are clinging to, well, I think they're in like critical but stable condition.
Okay, at least they're okay.
Yeah, they can't move their bodies, so I think they're paralyzed.
Jesus.
But it's looking pretty good. It's looking pretty good for them.
But they're paralyzed? That's not that good.
No, they've had surgery in this one. The older daughter can, like, move, like, she could feel, like, from her waist or her thighs up or something. So she's getting better.
I got you.
Oh, Haggard.
Yeah, rest in peace. I think his brother is actually fighting someone on AEW this week.
Oh yeah,
who's that guy that was in TNA that he acted like Macho Man kind of? Jay Lethal.
Oh, Jay Lethal, yeah.
They're wrestling this week.
He was actually in a relationship with CM Punk's wife, AJ Lee.
Before CM Punk got with her?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
You know who AJ Lee is, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she's that crazy chick from WWE.
Mm-hmm. She's the one Paige took the belt off of.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you watch that movie, Fighting With My Family?
Oh, no. But I was actually doing something on Twitter yesterday, and I was listing tag teams, and for a joke, I put Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods. Because they tag teamed on Paige.
Oh, gee. Yeah, I've seen people do that. I've commented that a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you see the movie Fighting With My Family?
Not yet.
Oh, I think it's on Amazon Prime. It's pretty good.
Yeah, one of these days I'll sit down and watch it.
It's actually really good. My fiance enjoyed it too. All right, so let's go on to the next match. LA Knight versus Bray Wyatt. Now, before we go into this, can you tell me a little bit about LA Knight? Because I don't watch the weekly shows like you do as much. Where did he come from?
He's originally, I've known him from Impact Wrestling. He played, Eli Drake?
Okay, I'm not familiar with him. What's his, what was his story and his gimmick? Like, how did this rivalry, like, start?
LA Knight just came down to the ring and Bray Wyatt appeared and somebody attacked LA Knight in the locker room and he thought it was Bray, but I guess it was Uncle Howdy, and it's just and now they're having a pitch black match, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of mind games, I think.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm just glad. I mean, I know they're not going to put Bray in the like the title picture yet, but I think this is the start of I think you're going to see his character really expand at the Royal Rumble.
Oh yeah, especially if like I can see if Disney buys WWE the merchandise and stuff they can do with Bray Wyatt's character.
Oh yeah, oh for sure, 100%.
But it's gonna be funny watching.
Yeah, imagine going to Disney. We go to Disney and the Bray Wyatt experience.
or Stone Cold. Because I don't know if Disney's gonna buy Stone Cold.
Yeah, they could have Stone Cold's IPA stand at Disney.
Yeah, people doing those foam middle fingers.
Yeah, see, the marketing alone pays for itself. That's funny as heck. Oh my gosh. All right, so yeah, I know Bray, he's had this Uncle Howdy character, and he came back as Bray Wyatt, and he still kind of is, but a lot of things I read online, people aren't patient. Like, they want to know where it's going. Like, they said the storyline's getting lame, but like, and then if they run too fast, people always got something to say, so.
Yeah, like, especially when
Triple H talking about it, I think it's going to be good. And just let them do work. They're very creative with it. So what were you going to say?
Now that Bray Wyatt brought back the play... what the hell is it called? Funhouse? Playhouse?
Firefly Funhouse.
Yeah, the Firefly Funhouse. There was actually some ass crack shown in one of the clips.
What?
Yeah, I guess there was somebody took a screenshot of Bray Wyatt bending down, and you can see his ass crack.
Oh my god! Sorry, I just spit up my ginger ale. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was just like, why do I need to see Bray Wyatt's ass crack?
Yeah, I guess we don't really, huh?
I don't want to see some fat guy is hairy. crack. I'd rather watch a woman.
Jeez. Yeah, I must have missed that part. But regardless of how this goes, I think there's no way Bray loses this.
Oh yeah, like
you know what I mean? Go ahead. Get what you say.
I can see Bray Wyatt like winning. But I kind of want to see LA Knight win, because I was such a fan of his back in Impact Wrestling. And
is he a good wrestler?
Oh yeah, yeah, he is. He's a pretty good wrestler. And the reason Undertaker chokeslammed him yesterday is because I guess Percy Pringle, aka Paul Bearer, used to manage him when he was starting out or something.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's kind of like what, because he posted a picture of him getting chokeslammed by the Undertaker, and a picture with Percy Pringle on Instagram or something.
Okay. Well, regardless, I have Bray winning this.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say Bray too, but I'm a LA Knight fan. Yeah.
I wonder if the Fiend will show up.
Oh, I'm hoping, because I'm a big Fiend fan. I have
I have a it's a work shirt now, but I had a shirt of his. I do love the Fiend.
I have like both Funko Pops, the Christmas version and the regular version. I have like a little Fiend statue. I have pretty much all the Fiend action figures downstairs in a box.
That's pretty sweet.
And I have like a T-shirt and other stuff.
I have a KO shirt. The only shirt I have that I don't wear all the time is the Undertaker one, because I hang that one up, because actually I don't think even fit. I need to get some more wrestling shirts. My KO one's kind of getting old, and my what's the other one I had? Yeah, the Fiend. So I need to get some new wrestling shirts.
Yeah, I have like a Wolfpack NWO t-shirt. I have an Undertaker.
A lot of times they go on sale on like at the events you get, or on WWE shop, they'll go like buy one
That's how I got my WWE title belt. It was like $250 compared to like if they would have shipped it would probably been like $400.
I do want to get the Undertaker custom belt and have it framed.
Oh yeah, like mine I got signed by Mick Foley at the meet and greet that he did at a comedy
show. That's awesome.
Club around here, and I got Mr. Socko from that, and I got...
That's cool. Yeah, he's from, I think he's near like Staten Island.
Yeah, like...
My co-worker went to the same high school as him, because he's from New York.
Oh yeah, and if you ever get a chance to go see Mick Foley in a comedy club near you, he is funny.
Oh, I know, I love him.
My aunt isn't, or like... into wrestling, but she was laughing at his jokes and stuff.
Like my dad jokes?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody go follow Perpetual Comedy on TikTok and YouTube for the three people listening. Probably.
Hey, Mike, we need to get cameras. We got to figure out how to do all that, but that's all good. All right, so let's go to we'll go to the next match. KO versus Roman, the Tribal Chief. So I found out that the reason that the cage match didn't happen between, it was supposed to happen between Bayley and Becky Lynch, is because the stupid, whatever the hell it's called, the, what are they, the Bloodlines segment went over schedule.
Oh, so that's why they had Dakota Kai and Io Sky and Bayley beat up Becky.
Yep, that was supposed to happen, but the segment went too long. Like, that's, that would have been good to have a cage match.
Yeah, I was actually expecting like a good cage match, and then I'm like, okay, these three are just beating up before the match even starts. Bayley hits Becky in the head with that cage door. It's like, oh my god. And then at the beginning of the show, you had Hulk Hogan, which I didn't watch until, I didn't even know he did
when
anything.
I was young, I liked him, and then when he got older, I found out how bad, like, he's not a good person.
Yeah, like, he's a liar. The Iron Sheik, every tweet seems like he knows, frick Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Macho Man hated him in real life. He got caught lying to The Undertaker. The first time Undertaker won the belt, Ric Flair put the chair under it. Taker gave him the tombstone when the ref wasn't looking and pinned him. And he said Taker messed up his neck from hitting the chair. Taker, if you watch the replay from Survivor Series, I think it was 91.
Yeah.
His head never hit the chair. So Taker, he made that up and made Undertaker feel guilty for hurting him, and he never did.
Damn.
Yeah, he was like that with a lot of things. Like, there's an interview about that. I forget where it's at, but I saw it. But yeah, Hogan, he's a two-faced.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's like, I used to look up to him when I was little from the movies and stuff that he did. And WCW, I used to flip back between Raw and Monday Nitro and like commercial Raw, and then I would hit. It was just, but now I lost all respect for him. Having that adult entertainment video of him playing his daughter's music while he's doing the hippity dippity with some dude's wife.
Yeah, a little bit.
And then all the racist stuff he was saying, and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, he's yep. So. Yeah, we could talk about Hogan for days. He's done a lot of dumb shit. Okay, but let's talk about that match. I just don't see Roman losing this anything until WrestleMania. But I do think he's gonna lose one of his belts and keep the other one, because I think they're trying to let him break the Bruno Sammartino record.
Oh yeah, like I can definitely see that in the promo that Kevin Owens cut. Yesterday when he said, I'll die before I let Roman Reigns win. I'm like, dude, you're a great wrestler, but the way they're going with this, I don't see them you beating him. So
no, I'm picking Roman. As much as I love KO, KO is actually one of my favorite wrestlers. He reminds me a lot of Jericho modern.
Because Kevin Owens has faced Roman Reigns how many times for this belt?
Yeah, but...
And he hasn't won yet?
They're running out of people for him to face. So that's my thing. I think the tag belts are going to get split up because they can't keep doing this. Like, they have all the belts. Like, it's ridiculous.
That's why I thought they brought Sammy into the bloodline. So, because Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are friends, and I don't know if they're going against... Sammy's going to turn against the Usos.
Why do I see something happening where Sammy ends up winning the title down the road?
Yeah, that's what I... Because Roman Reigns hasn't faced Sammy yet.
Yeah, but regardless, I don't see any way Roman's losing that match.
And also, I don't know if this lady, if Charlotte might be putting her title on the line against her at WrestleMania, or Royal Rumble, but my buddy NWO Machine on Twitter, he had this great idea a while ago that Lacey Evans, since she's doing the whole Marine, getting back to her basics, training shit on SmackDown, that WWE should pair her with Sergeant Slaughter, and it's actually looking like they're actually doing it. Because with the Cobra Clutch and whatever else she's been cutting these promos.
Yeah.
Which I would like to see, to be honest.
All right. Are you going with Roman 2 on this one?
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Yeah, I just don't see anything happen until Mania, at least. I could see the tag belts getting dropped before then, though. Not both of them, just one of them.
And the whole, what was it called? Speaking of Roman, what the hell was that thing they did last night? The trial of Sami Zayn?
So stupid.
I'm like, what the hell is the point of this? Like, I'm sitting on my computer playing Grand Theft Auto 5 and listening to what's going on TV while I'm kind of watching the TV. And I'm like, okay, none of this makes fucking sense. It's like, you have the, I don't know if it was Jimmy or Jay, whoever commits the DWIs in that group. You have him defending Sami Zayn when, like, months ago you had him, like, think he was going to trade him. I'm like. And then you have Paul Heyman, the Walrus, saying, we should kill Sami Zayn. I'm like, I don't know. It's just a weird storyline.
This whole thing is getting really worn out.
Acknowledge me.
Acknowledge me.
Who's your daddy?
Stupid. I'm over it.
And then speaking of Paul Heyman, you had Brock and come back last night and F5 Lashley causing him the opportunity for the U.S. title, and then F5ing Austin Theory on him.
I did see that.
But I hope that Brock and Lashley have a good quality match. Like, people want that. They've been begging it for years.
Yeah. It's true. All right. Get their fumble matches. We'll start with, I already know who I'm picking for both, but start the women's match. Do you see anybody, they always have some surprise entrants, so anything you're thinking?
Last year, I believe that WWE should use these to make new stars. Use the Rumble to make new stars. Like, having Ronda Rousey win last year didn't do anything for me. But then the previous year they had Bianca Belair win.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool.
Great champion.
Which made it cool because Bianca was pretty much like a. People knew her, but they didn't really respect her until that Rumble win.
Yeah.
But I can definitely say, I hope. I'm going with Liv Morgan.
Okay. I think she needs to get better on the mic. That's her only problem.
Yeah,
when she talks, it's just not believable to me.
Like, the way she won the Money in the Bank, like, having her foot on the rope and then, like, pushing herself back to where the position was incredible.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Because I'm like, man, you must be really, like, coordinated to do that.
Mine? I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley.
Oh, mommy. Speaking of that, actually, with this whole rivalry with Rey Mysterio and Dominic, I saw a meme that said if Rey would only use the condom... he wouldn't have a condom. I'm like, but I think with Dominic, they should send him back to NXT, work on his craft a little more, because his prison promo for me was unbelievable. Or jail promo or whatever that he was trying to do there. Yeah. Like his promos are so unbelievable.
Stuff knowing you can't do hard time. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and now they're making him look like a badass. I'm like, when I was at the wrestling show, what was it? Like a year and a half ago in November, Rey Mysterio and Dominic, when they were tag teaming, faced Bobby Lashley in a handicap match. And after the match, Bobby Lashley won. And Dominic and Rey, I tried to get a selfie with them or them shaking my hand, and they didn't even acknowledge me. So I think they're pricks.
I agree. But okay, so I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley, and you're going to go with Liv Morgan. Okay.
Yep.
Both would be good picks. All right, let's go with the men's Royal Rumble.
All right. I think they've had so many, like, people that you don't even think are going to win until they win. Like Shinsuke Nakamura. Nobody knew that thought he was going to win.
And they wasted.
Yeah. And now he's in fighting like people in Japan, so I don't know if he's even working with WWE no more.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But I do gotta say, what was it? Not last year, because I think who the hell won last year? It wasn't Edge. Or maybe it was.
No.
I know, wait, that was when Daniel Bryan worked. He hasn't worked there for a year or two. Yeah, so I think they should use these Rumbles to make new stars. Like, the first ever Royal Rumble winner was Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And nobody knew really who he was until he won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
So I think they should use this to make new stars. And I can see, like, Montez Ford. He's had... like, I see him as a singles competitor.
Yeah, I think he's going to be.
But why make all this fuss with Cody Rhodes coming back at Royal Rumble and not have him win? It's like, I don't know. I think
Cody's going to win. I think that's everything that's going to happen. I think it's predictable, but I think that's what's going to happen.
Because I want to see Cody Rhodes bring back that win Winged Eagle title belt.
Oh. Yeah, maybe that's what they're going to do. Maybe he's going to take the one belt from him.
Or I hope LA Knight wins. That'd be kind of sick, too.
I don't know if he's going to be in the match.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Cody.
But the reason I like WrestleMania season is because you never know which surprise entrants are going to be into the Royal Rumble. Like, I've been hearing that Rhea Ripley might be in it.
Yeah, I think she's on the men's.
Yeah. Chris Masters said he wants another opportunity to enter, and he tried to get in, but WWE hasn't contacted him, so...
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's ruled out, but... I just like seeing the surprise entrances.
Yeah.
And, like, WWE should bring back the forbidden door entrances. Like, have other people from other promotions come in to the Royal Rumble, surprisingly.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Like, they had Dick Murdoch. Who are some of the other forbidden door entrants? I seen a video of people, what WWE did. A week ago, and some of those people were never even in WWE.
Right.
But I think Cody Rhodes might win.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with him too. I guess that that just about wraps it up for this week's Royal Rumble podcast.
And do you listen to other, like, wrestling podcasts on Spotify?
I don't listen to too many, to be honest with you.
Because I watch this, I listen to this show while I'm cleaning the house. It's called Welcome to the Shiz Show. S-H-I-Z. It's by my friends Vader from Wish and NWO Machine, who's on Twitter, and it's called Wrestling with the Truth Podcast with BC Hunter and Jay Myers. They do an awesome job. And Click This with Kevin Nash and Sean Oliver, I think his name is, and the Foley Podcast. There's just so many good podcasts out there.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, it's true. We're trying
and
to...
also if you need a wrestling mask, go to Masked Man Mark's Facebook page and Twitter, and he'll hook you up with some cool wrestling mask.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Mr. JRP, for
No problem. I always enjoy these podcasts.
Yeah, we have a good time doing it. Don't forget to follow JRP on TikTok and on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Pliss Ranch. Pliss Strong Ranch 315, I think my TikTok is.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And if you guys give us a follow on TikTok, Perpetual Comedy, also on YouTube. And
also follow Perpetual Comedy on TikTok, because you never know since he's got over 1,000 followers, he can go live on TikTok, and you never know, you might see me on one of those live streams.
Yeah, we got to figure that out still. I might go live on TikTok now and play WWE.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Maybe. All right. Well, hope everyone enjoys the Rumble this upcoming weekend, and stay safe, and let's watch some good wrestling this weekend, and take it easy, buddy.
All right. You too, brother.
Later.